Hello, and thank you for joining us for another episode of That Solo Life, the podcast for PR pros and marketers who work for themselves. I am Michelle Kane. My company is Voice Matters. I am here, as always, with my fantastic co-host, Karen Swim. She is the head honcho over at Solo PR Pro, the group that brings all the savviest smarties together. How are you, Karen?
You know, Michelle, I'm really good. As we tape this, we are quickly spiraling through the month of December, and spiraling is probably a good word because that's how I feel. And I know that many of our listeners can relate.
I'm right there with you. Yeah. Mel Brooks, yeah. Anxiety, right? He's
Tis the season for all of the craziness before we get to the fa and the la.
So true. So true. It's been a crazy month from the get-go. And I know we've spoken off air about like just the blah of it all, but we're here today to look toward that promising number of 2021. Now, as PR pros, we are realists. We know that the turning of a calendar page does not create monumental change in the world, but we're going to hang on to that for a few more weeks.
And yes, we are.
Today, an email hit our inbox from the very smart and also savvy Mark Schaefer. And the blog post is titled, 2021 is the most important year in the history of marketing. And it just brings about some really salient points of it's going to help you. We'll put the link in our show notes. It's going to help you just align your thinking, even now, to be honest, of where your consumer audiences are, your target audiences are, where their headspaces are. He outlines an example of a story of someone who visited a friend who showed them an Instagram video of their young nephew blowing out candles on a Barney birthday cake. And the friend shared that, oh my gosh, I freaked out. You know, who's blowing on a cake? And it just made me think initially, and I've seen this shared as well, and people posting of, you know, even when you watch a television show now that might be a rerun or something and people are, you know, hugging or, you know, blowing out candles or doing things and you think, oh, they're too close. You know, how quickly that becomes a norm in your mind, a normed behavior of, oh no, don't do that. And it just brought to mind like, okay, that's where our heads are, you know? And it was interesting to note that it was a Barney birthday cake. That kid doesn't know who Barney is, but the parent does. So it's going to be about comfort, nostalgia, you know, not necessarily feel good in the sense of we're going to ignore things, but your messaging, you're going to want to think about, you know, things that just kind of bring an even a subconscious ease to the mind and body of the person who is consuming it, whatever your message is.
And I mean, I think that, you know, in this blog post, Mark, one of the best points that he made, I mean, it's a great article, but I think one of the things that really stuck out for me is just reinforcing that we need to be in listening mode because, you know, so he wrote this blog post not even a week ago and already, you know, now we have the promise of a vaccine. And so once again, the mood shifts. So I'm seeing people, you know, talk about how they're really anxious to once again gather. You know, they're anxious for conferences and concerts and all of the things when you would have thought that maybe people would have, you know, maybe, you know, at one point in the pandemic, we were thinking, will that ever come back? Because we were also satisfied with virtual and people were seeing the, you know, the pros of doing things virtual. And they thought, well, maybe it'll be a hybrid model. So I think my point is that things are so dynamic and they're changing much faster than they really have in the past. I mean, this event, you know, it's different, you know, every week from week to week, the mood is changing. You know, we went from baking bread to hating bread.
now I'm ordering bread via DoorDash.
Yeah, we went to, you know, Zoom dance parties, Zoom happy hour, Zoom to I hate you. Please don't ever Zoom me again. I'm going to block you. I'm going to delete you. So, you know, so we don't, I mean, to me, the point is, I have no idea what 2021, I would love to have some predictions, but I think my prediction would be ready to pivot, be super adaptable and agile. And, you know, like Mark said, listen, pay attention to what your audience is thinking and feeling, and recognize that it can change dramatically in a short period of time.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, not to say that we should all live on, you know, pins and needles, but I think it's a reminder to us that things big and small can change all the time in a marketing and PR world. So we should always, you know, have that nimbleness at the ready if needed. You know, I love what he said that, you know, we've been under such anxiety for about a year, and it's going to affect, if not already, people's mindsets. I mean, of course it's affected our mindsets. You know, I bet as you're listening to this, you might be finishing up your gift buying, your gift giving. You're probably doing things in a far different way than before. I know a client is still trying to have some kind of a holiday thing happen, but they're doing it in, you know, smaller distanced groups. You know, they're still providing some food, but they're saying, nope, we're going to do it this way, which, you know, as safely as possible while still trying to maintain tradition. So, you know, and I think we've echoed this throughout many of our recent podcasts too, just be ready, be open. And you're all smart enough to handle this type of thing. So we have every confidence there. But it will be very interesting to see, you know, how this rolls out in 2020. Because I think so many of us are on different phases of this. You know what I mean? I mean, I think it's just how you're wired. Many personalities at the beginning of this, you know, it's like, okay, head down, we'll get through this. And then maybe find yourself kind of fraying just now, or you know, maybe you freaked out initially and were like, oh my God, what's going to happen? And now you're kind of like, all right. So be mindful of that too. You know, just speaking to the human side of all of us. Because, you know, these are all people that make up the audiences that you're trying to reach. So I guess what I'm trying to say too is it's never going to be one-stop shopping. You know, people are always going to be at different phases, whether it's this journey or something else, you know?
And I think all of this really, you know, once again, hammers home the point of planning, research, planning, research, planning before you, you know, implement anything. If you have a good, solid plan, then you're sitting down and you're really able to talk through these scenarios with clients. You're able to plan in advance for them. You know, if you're planning, you know, for example, you know, a big in-person event for 2022, knowing what we know from 2020, you can have a, you know, a contingency plan. If something were to happen that in-person event wasn't possible, how would you pivot? And I think that it is important to do your due diligence on that. Because, you know, this year really, I think that it yielded so many great lessons. And I think that there are some things that we'll carry with us into the future, even, you know, once we reach that point where we're not seeing new COVID cases. And as you said, there will still be people that will maybe still be a little skittish about re-engaging in certain behaviors. You know, I am never of the mindset to say never, ever, ever. I do believe that we can look at past history. Like I've seen some wonderful articles on SARS and how that forever changed e-commerce. And we're seeing, you know, some of that same thing here in the United States with COVID and, you know, digital transformation really rapidly accelerating and consumers changing their buying behavior. I do think that that will stick. Oh, yeah. I do think that people, you know, saw the power of like, wow, you know, this is kind of cool. It doesn't mean that all in-person shopping will go away. It will not. But I think it's really important to, you know, understand those trends that will outlast the pandemic and make sure that your plans have taken into account how consumer or client behavior has shifted and will remain changed even after the pandemic is over.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's very true. You know, especially with digital retailing and things like that. I mean, yeah, of course, you know, we're all guilty of clicking that Amazon buy now button, but it's permeating throughout all sorts of different industries, at a much more accelerated pace. I mean, some of them knew it was coming and they were, you know, getting there, but there was no rush necessarily. And now it's like, all right, we have to make this happen. and it's happening, which, you know, I know some behaviors, some of the ways I do things now, if they're online, I think, oh, why did I ever not do this way all the time? This is okay. And then, you know, there are some things that you're like, oh, I am so over takeout, but I still want to support local restaurants. So a few times a week, I'll still do takeout. Also, I don't want to cook every single thing I eat.
Yeah,
sure. I'll draw the line at you know, door dashing Wawa. I'm like, that's just lazy. But anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a DoorDash daily type of person, no. But you know, I do DoorDash, and you know, more I order groceries online prior to the pandemic. But on occasion, I would go to like this small health food store around the corner from me. I would go there, and I would talk to all the people, and it would be like, you know, fun little outing. Just haven't done that either because all of my food somebody has brought it to my door. For me to either cook or it comes, you know, meal delivery services. I think that behavior is pretty firmly planted as part of our routine here in the Swim household. So I know I'm not alone.
No, I'm seeing a lot more chatter out there of people ordering groceries now that we've had a spike, you know, pretty much all over the country. And so, you know, just as you're looking ahead to 2021, as you're planning your messaging now for the first quarter of the coming year, you know, just keep in mind, people are going to be probably more responsive to messages that bring up senses of comfort. Even drilling farther down of, you know, if you're in a service industry, just hammer away at those messages of we'll take care of it. We'll take care of you. Because I think, you know, sometimes even if you've just had a bad day and, you know, you're just, you know, and someone's like, here, I made you a sandwich. You're like, oh, what a sweet relief that is. Thank you. So, you know, if you're in a service business, play up the small things you do. People will appreciate that extra thoughtfulness, especially now. So don't discount the things that you are already doing well or messaging well. So I would take a look and revisit all of that too, as you look for your 2021 planning.
And I think you said something so important that, you know, it's so funny. Every single week I hear a PR pro that is frustrated about, you know, something that happened with the clients and not in a bad way, but, you know, we talk to each other and we share our frustrations because it gets us through. And I'm so glad that we're all able to do that in this industry. This is, you know, an industry that doesn't swat your hand for being less than perfect or for having a bad day. But we have all had to remind one another because, you know, you forget, like in some ways, you know, I feel like solos are truly perfectionist and we're really hard on ourselves and we're hardworking people and we want to get the win. So we're very driven. Uh-huh. And I think we have our head down and we're going through this and we forget that this pandemic and the, you know, the political tumult and the, you know, the racial divide, all of the things of 2020, we forget that it's not just our problem because we're used to like seeing our problems and going, okay, pressing through. But, you know, so we have to remind one another, you know, this is not just your problem. Every single person in the world is facing these exact same things, at least when it comes to the pandemic. The other stuff may be very US focused, but everyone is enduring this. And so you're putting your head down and working and pressing through it. Some, you know, a reporter may be dealing with COVID. I've had that happen. A lot of reporters that had COVID or family members get COVID and they go dark. And it's not because they're ghosting you. It's because the world is a hot mess right now. And we're all dealing with this. Some people literally cannot function. You know, they just cannot function and they are so distraught. And even now, and I, you know, as you said, we all process at different rates. And, you know, sometimes you, it's like grief, you know, we're grieving the loss of all of the things that we used to do that brought us joy and comfort and helped us to use our time. And so, you know, grief is a funny thing. It's like you grieve, but it's not a checkbox that you don't ever return to. You grieve and sometimes something triggers it. And then you find yourself grieving all over again. And, you know, so be gracious to yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself and just remind yourself that this is not just you. And, you know I've been guilty of that too. Like, oh my God, why can't I focus? Why am I so tired? Why?
Right.
And it's like, yeah, you know?
Yeah.
Because
this year, it's a lot.
It just is what it is. If you need a nap, take a nap.
Yeah.
If you've got to just be a little later on a deadline, you know what? Go take that walk. Walk away. Do what you need to do because you gotta just, we gotta live and we gotta make it through this thing.
Well, and
hopefully we do it with our sanity intact so that we can actually work in 2021. I don't know.
Maybe, you know, Powerball's looking pretty good. No, it's true though. Cause I mean, my goodness, you nailed everything, right? Perfectionist, hard on ourselves. I mean, my goodness, I just checked myself, you know, I'm working on something with a client and trying to figure things out and thinking, oh, I must've done it all wrong. Where did I go wrong? I did it wrong, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, not to say I didn't miss something, but why am I first to think that I'm the one who screwed up? Like, what is wrong? If there's any therapists out there, I'm open. Like, what is wrong with me? But too, because you think, you know, all year we haven't been, you've been on your game, but I guarantee you, I am not 100%. I'm maybe 90% on my game, I hope. You know, no major snafus, but you know, that muscle memory of where I used to be able to think like, oh yeah, well that, no, I never said that. You know, now it's like, oh, well, I don't know. Just because we are literally trying to stay alive right now. And I know that sounds hyperbolic, but it's true.
No, we are. It's so true. We are so in survival mode.
Yeah. And there's going to be a coming down from that too. There's going to be a processing of that. And, you know, so just know that. I think just knowing it helps that, you know, it's not going to be unexpected. But yeah. And, you know, in every, you know, even if you avoid the news, you still see the numbers and and those are people. It's just a lot.
Those are people. Yeah. That's really sobering. It's hard to think about that, but you're right.
And your subconscious is taking that in. So, you know, and so we're all human. So it's a good thing if that bothers us.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely check. Does that bother you? Yes. Okay. You're fine.
You're fine.
But you know, yeah.
And I, like you said, our audience, so smart. And I think what I really love about PR pros, solo PR pros in particular, or people that, you know, are working in-house on small teams, is that the reason that you're so hard on yourself is because you really care. You care about doing good work. You care about delivering results. That's pretty awesome to have a profession filled with people that are not only driven, but genuinely care about the work that they do. And I, you know, as much as we all some days are like, this whole thing is just a lot, I think we all really love what we do. And I say that because sometimes I forget, you know, last week I had the opportunity to talk to a college student. He was asking questions about my work and he knew nothing about PR. And I you know, I was a little stunned at first because you think surely, you know, even if people have the wrong ideas about PR, they know something about it. And,
right.
But it just reminded me like, oh my God, we need to do a better job of, you know, telling people how awesome this profession is and what it really means and all of the things that you can do in PR, because people really don't know. Who knew? They don't know. We honestly had no idea. And he was so fascinated. And you know, and then I got excited because I was talking about it. And I'm like, and you're reminded like, I love this.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We can get so caught in the weeds and kind of, you know, lose what we love the most about what we do, you know? And so that's a nice thing, you know, go out today if you can, if the sun's shining, and just sit for, you know, 5 or 10 minutes and just try to remember why do I do what I do again? And yeah, not a bad thing to check in with yourself from time to time.
Let's see. In the timing for my next meeting, I think I might take that advice.
Yeah, I think as I try to untangle the Christmas lights that are Google Analytics, I'm going to do that too.
Who tangled these lights? I did not put them away this way.
Thank you so much for that homework. I need that. I really feel like my body is just, you know, 50% coffee at this point.
Oh, and tell me about it. Tell me about it.
Yeah. The bags under my eyes have bags. And it's like, why?
And my coffee maker thought it was going to do something weird to me this morning. I'm like, not today, Satan. Not today.
See, this is why you get a French press.
This is true. They'll never let you down.
Will never let you down, and you can just pick it up and take it wherever you go.
Maybe I'll do that. I'll pull out the French press. That'll be my next cup of get things done.
Oh, I bet you will have an amazing cup of coffee.
It is true. It's worth the wait.
Oh, well, now that we've talked about all of the things, give you all of the tips.
As usual, we start out very studious and, you know, news you can use, and we devolve into, well, this, but hopefully it's all been helpful to you, right?
We promise post-pandemic, you will still get the same Michelle and Karen.
Oh yeah. Well, we'll still be silly. So if that's something you like, that's great. We thank you. We hope you share this around and subscribe and tell the world. And if not, I'm really sorry, but there are many podcasts out there.
Worst marketing pitch ever. Know, right?
Thank you. You know, it's okay. We're keeping it real. But we truly are grateful for you. Those of you we know, you know, time is precious, and if you give us 20 or so minutes every week, we are incredibly grateful. So we thank you for that, and we send you all good things until we meet again for that solo life.